Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Can you believe it? It's football season. In just a matter of a couple of hours, Dave Ennett will tell me he's going to the restroom and he'll disappear.
Yes, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
And he'll head for a bus to take him to the airport where he will board a plane where the Northwestern Fighting Wildcats will head west to play the Stanford Cardinal without an S.
See, you're learning.
Tomorrow, pregame 2:30, kickoff 3.
That's exactly correct.
Let's go to Coach Fitz. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I think they call that an Irish goodbye.
That's right. That's right.
We need to go to the bathroom and kind of leave the party. You know?
Right, right. There used to be a guy that worked here. We called it the Deacon Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now you see me, now you don't.
The door. A little puff of smoke. Where does this rank in excitement? Is this as exciting as every other season starting, or are you jaded and you're over it?
Wow, that's a really deep question for the start of the season, my friend. It sounds kind of like my golf game. Yeah, heck yeah, I'm stoked. I think everybody is. It's college football season, and, you know, trust me, listen to me, there's nobody bigger fan than the Chicago Bears than I am, but to see actual games that matter last night compared to, unfortunately, 40-plus guys are going to get cut today,
right,
was a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, there were bands, and it was rocking, so it's going to be fun. It's time to get college football back rock and rolling.
How's that building out there? Is that a good place to play?
Out in Palo Alto?
Yeah.
I haven't been there as a player or a coach.
Okay.
My sophomore year, we played Stanford at Van Dyke Stadium, now Ryan Field. So it was a shootout, and I think the Cats and the Cardinal tied 41-all. So haven't been out there, but looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, that was 2 years after we were out there in 92. That was the old stadium, though. They've since then, they built a new stadium, about 50,000 seats, so it's supposed to be real nice. You mentioned you're stoked. I'm sure you've seen the video of Urban Meyer, which BTN's been running with the former Ohio State coach, saying he's jacked to watch this game. If you're somebody just hanging out watching football on a Saturday, what would appeal to you about this matchup?
Well, I think two schools that are very similar in their DNA, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, really trying to stay core to the true values of the university, and that's, you know, obviously the highest academic standards, and then two teams that, you know, we tip our hat and have a ton of respect for the Cardinal. I mean, you know, over the last 4 years, they've won, you know, 40 games. We've won 36. So, you know, they're ranked seventh in wins. We're at 14th, not too far behind. So, you know, it's kind of one of those measuring stick games for us. You know, we've been a program that I think really since the Renaissance in the mid-90s has been on the rise. And these are the types of games that, you know, we only get few and far between. So we've got to take advantage of the opportunity.
I know you've been asked every imaginable way who your starting quarterback is going to be.
Oh, he's going to tell us.
Well, I don't think he's going to tell
us.
Believe me, we've tried. But what do you want to see from whoever you send out there tomorrow against Stanford? What's the biggest thing you're looking for?
Well, I just want to be able to take care of the football, number one. You saw games, especially last night, where that made a huge difference in the quarterback plays, the ability to take care of the football. You know, execute the offense, lead us down the field to score points, and then, you know, quite frankly, lead the football team. And, you know, both guys are young from an experience standpoint. So, you know, they just got to continue to grow. It's a long year. Especially, you know, with college football having two byes this year, it's a long season. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about them. They're going to learn a lot about themselves. But I expect them just to trust the way they prepared. They both worked incredibly hard. As I told the team on Monday, I feel really good about our quarterback room. You know, I think Aiden Smith and Andrew Marty both have had really good camps and really good years. Really good off seasons this year, so I feel great about that room. And now we've just got to, you know, we're starting anew, and we've done this a bunch. You know, I was on with you and Danny Persa a couple nights ago. Gosh, I remember when he was barely even shaving, starting for us at quarterback. So, not our first rodeo. We'll work through it, and we'll be a lot better going into week two.
How good is KJ Costello, their quarterback?
Well, it reminds me a lot of Duke's Daniel Jones. A lot of similarities. You know, big arm, big athletic young man. You know, Stanford in the past has not run the quarterback as much as Duke did against us. So, you know, we'll see if there's anything we have to adjust that way. But, you know, is he going to be the first quarterback off the board in the draft? It all depends on how he plays this year. And in his other 11 regular season games, I hope he plays absolutely outstanding. And I hope he throws at a bunch of the guys in white and purple on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree completely.
He's a heck of a player. He's a great player.
All right, last word, Dave.
Openers are always a little tricky because even though these are two veteran coaching staffs and you kind of know what they've done in the past, it's always that first game. Teams make tweaks during the off season. Is that the biggest kind of the tricky part of this, Pat? Because you have a great record in openers, but still there has to be that element of the unknown, right?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. Yeah, just prepare to adjust and adjust with poise. You know, just make sure the guys, you know, execute what we do fundamentally and trust that and trust their preparation. And then for us as coaches, you know, when we do have to adjust, just make it real simple, be real matter of fact and to the point, make sure we explain the why. We have to do that now these days. We have to really explain why instead of just do it. So do a great job of that on the boundary and just play for four quarters. It's going to be a heck of a game, huge challenge. You look at the other schools, the Big Ten teams are playing. You know, we're going to know more about our team than probably everybody else. Yep. Based on the competition we're playing. So just go have fun and looking forward to being in Northern California. Last time we were out there, we had unbelievable Wildcat fan support, and looking forward to hopefully getting that again here tomorrow afternoon.
Have a great trip and go get it, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Go Cats.
There you go. That's Coach Fitz with his first Go Cats of the season. Gee, what you don't know is there have been times in the past where I've tried to clip him right before he had a chance to say it. It's just a little game we play.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
And Dave gets really upset?
No. But Fitz slides in that Go Cats like
no matter what. He gets it in there.
Like a shiv from a prisoner.
He knows Cochran's trying to clip him before he gets that in.
Go Cats!
Oh, this is great. These are the inside
stupidity that you've joined us in.